Hello?
Okay.
Okay, should I add the others to the conference, Robert Oskanski? Are they all on?
I have no idea what the story of them is now. I don't know.
One second. I'll invite them to the conference one by one now. Okay, that'll be fine. Nitan, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is Alien Pit. Okay.
Everybody on? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all on?
I think so.
Yeah,
okay, I don't know. On the old, good old days when the rotary phone, we didn't have any of these issues. The modern stuff that really is dead. So we're holding here. I don't know where we got dropped off, but we're holding here in the Inyan of the deeper, and the fact that he says he's defining the problem with a deeper garua is that it shows the person doesn't have the disdain for the ra. Just like, for instance, would a person talk about Nazis and talk about power stuff, how many clubs they had and what the activities they did and so on and so forth, you could not imagine that because you're meant to despise the ra. If you talk about it, you're not despising it. He brings a riot from the fact that the Torah calls not to speak of the Zara. Normally we learn that the what's wrong in something that's not off-color, what we call an off-color joke, we kind of learn the problem is it's the person himself, it's sort of a type of a jury of his Yetzirah, which might be correct. But he's in something more. Things that belong to the tchum of not Kodesh, Tumas Zav, and etc., Behemoth, and Sahara. This is not talking about anything that would form a category of titillating, you know, kind of the scintillating type of jokes. It's simply things that are not, that are Meguna. A person should want to sort of keep a distance, and that's by not speaking about it. Like a person ought not to speak about a Zara. Then he's going to explain now the different numbers. He said 8 letters, 9 letters, 10 letters. Very typical to Maral to explain. Oh, my mind is giving it. It's sort of, you know, it's sort of one letter, another letter. He says like this.
I'm sorry. Can I just clarify something
sure.
up until now?
Yeah.
So I to give it this yeshiva shal was shown. So would we call this a simon or a siva as far as the divor of Rai? Is the problem that it's a simon that there's a problem with the person that he's comfortable speaking ra? Concerned that it's
correct? You see from the fact Torah being perfect, you see from the fact that the Torah bent its way when asked its way not to speak, that's the appropriate. For that which is Kedusha, it is appropriate not to speak about that which is not Kedusha.
Does that help us develop the sensitivity by, you know, does it also work as a SIBA that by speaking properly we develop the sensitivity?
Yes, in the roundabout way of, you know, like the Sotram says, when you do chitzonius, it has effect on nimius. When a person has a chinuch, that he does not talk about things that are of the tzad of Ra, so that becomes kind of its framework for dealing with things and so on. So the person is trained, but I think primarily it's a simon rather than a siva. For the person to whom in yanim that are Ra, in the big, big picture of the word Ra, the fullness of the word Ra, he tends to stay away from these things. For that same reason, he finds them to be not of the things that he wishes to be part of. Now, the Oma. Yes.
Is it better to avoid them or speak about them disparagingly?
my feeling is, when you speak about something disparagingly, you're also being osek in it. Like, I mean, the raya from Yaakov, it says vayaovek ish imo. The word vayaovek to wrestle, one lashon is from davak, you know, from that daf that comes up, and one is Rashi says from the lashon davak, because you can't wrestle with something unless you grapple with it. You've got to hold it. People that are constantly, when somebody keeps talking about how terribly licentious the world is, all the terrible things that go on and this and that, you know, at some point you say to yourself, I think that he protests too much. I think there's too much talking about it. The person should, you know, the norm is that the person kind of steps aside. The person does not want to talk about it. Talking too much about something, even disparaging, is not good. The Gemara says that Avodah Zarah is supposed to be mechana v'shem shel ginui. Over there we're talking about where you need to talk about this town or this street, and you don't want to give it the kavod, so you give it some sort of shem gnai. But, you know, talking disparaging of something in itself is some context. And the Omar, Sheikem Chesarit, is the Hazek Dover Meguna. I'm just reminded, there's a Jewish Batchim called Yanko Miller. He's a Bechsidish Batchim in America, very sharp with it, on the ball, and very, very actually pleasant to listen to. And he has a little shtick of his, one of his teeth, that goes along the lines of, you know, even comedians in Machana need to have good taste. And one of the things I find in terribly bad taste are jokes about mother-in-laws. And, you know, the other Batsin Yankel is terribly, or, you know, Yudel Yankel, whatever it's terrible about it. And he says all sorts of jokes such as X, Y, Z. And I find that terrible and a bad taste. And why would he say this about a mother-in-law? You know, it's sort of his shticky framework for, you know, for the mother-in-law jokes. But I'm talking about something that implies a certain interest and so on. So he says, the Omar Olafika, I want to just expand this piece over here. When he's talking about Dava Meguna, he means anything in the world that's bad, wrong. This would include kind of Lashon Hara. This is an angle. A person wouldn't want to talk about things that people are doing that are wrong. Simply, it's not only about hurting the other person. It's speaking about the gnai and the gnus and that which is the dark side of the world. It's something that the person finds to be unpleasant. It covers the entire range of that which is gnai and so on. Now you go to the numbers. Bahama. Sheikim ches oisir se lahatik dov neguna. Avo tesle tzorech. Ve she mispa tes hu mispa chashu. Ve ma she kol mispa pratim lo yal rak a tes. Va shlomus mispa prati. Le shech ve ikim go sheikim mashu te sepet sa akima. Al mispa tes hu mispa chashu ne atz ve likra akima. Ve kach at chet ikim ote. In other words, he's saying the following point. The Gemara says the Torah was me'akim. The Torah sort of detoured a bit to get to something. So he's making an important distinction. When the Torah, if it would require nine letters, or which is chashuv, and we'll explain in a second, the shivas of nine, which is chashuv, then that you can't say is an akima. Just like, for instance, let's give it a partial example. Let's say I need to talk to somebody and discuss a topic that's kind of a tenuitic topic. But I need to discuss it if this couple is having issues and problems and so on. So I can't say, well, I don't want to talk about these things. No. If the Torah does talk about tumah, the Torah does talk about beimah, that's tmeya, and talks about tzav and so on. But as long as I can fit it into a dibur, and it's a question of shaping the dibur, giving it some sort of surah that will go at, that will sort of detour it, that's appropriate. And the Gemara does say, the Gemara actually says Lashon Ketura is better than Lashon, you know, than Lashon Meguna. The Shaila in the Gemara about it, if it means having to insert another 9 letters, then basically what I'm doing is I'm avoiding something, because that's already past the point of Akima. Now, what's 9? What's the difference of 9? 9 is the full amount of digits there are. So the full complement of numbers are 9. 10 is really the number 1 of a new cycle, a new type of cycle. So 9 is a very, very appropriate number. It has a chivas, and therefore a person would not already be ma'ake. It's just like when you speak to somebody, and you want to use a good lashon, but there's the risk of being misunderstood, and therefore you need to weigh one against the other. You want to get the message across, and you want it to be understood, whatever the problem is, and it's the development, as opposed to kind of, but within the context of being understood and using some bit and piece of you know, change, there is a marker for it. So it says, "Vayzev Rapapa Aftes Ikirav Lomis Pasora." Itnei Shasora Bevarinika Kimos Lomis Pasora Mispaklol Lekach Asora Leikir. So Asora is the beginning of a new set of numbers. It's the number 1 of Klal, and as such, it's Chashuv. Ravina Sava Fil Asora Yesh Lakim. Avu Yisem Mispar Asora Loi Kikvan Nishlam Amispar Bafay Dlimas Acharis Hashem Atzad. Rabacha Matisem In Mispar Asora. Vehina ufanecha kolechot me'ilu zofa mitzvah miuch ne'atzmoy tetez na'atzef ha'mitzvah should be ches probably. Mr. Ches is a na'atzef ha'mitzvah. Moise of lema tetez mitzvah chodshay is kosher say to fact in Sifrati. It's a sorry kloli vat lofa ike me'in lahare. Okay, so that is how he explains the beginning of it. Then he says like this. Romer Yishmol, lo'oylam yitzata odem b'losh nekiyah. V'loyma. Ki kasher machzir alosh nekiyah. And again, going back to your question, the way he phrased it is that it's a simon. But that wouldn't be right in saying, well, we don't tell a person to put on simonim. Simonim should be a natural outgrowth of what it is that he's doing. So he's explaining over here that what the Rabusa is, each one is telling me in the Torah it says, in Chachamim, and even Tam Sicha. He says, one could understand it as follows. In the world of Torah, when I am Ofik, in the world of Torah, hello? Hello?
We're here? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I think everyone's here. Everyone's here.
Are we all, everyone's here?
Yeah.
So when we're Oisik in the world of Torah, so there we have a sense of, in this world, there's no more compulsion tonight. The Chachamim, the lower Darga, and I would think that it doesn't have that. And when I'm also going to hold it, it's a rebusa at each level that the world of Gnai is still shayat. So even though a person is no longer also taking things that are full of sichrim and kumar and mishra'olam, there's a certain element of it's correct to stay away from it. But korbeanu v'sivlo shahar v'sham makrim can no longer be used in adam unikra pre the nip. Or Kamoisha Priya Yotsman Ilan, Moira Priel Etzman Ilan. kach mora dibra yitzman adam al etzma adam mashavu. Vazel p'china gemura k'mashavi anu. So just like a pre that comes from the Elam is in itself sort of says a lot about the Elam, so too the Dibur. Let's talk a little about this. He's explaining why it is that of all the Inyanim that are relevant, Dibur is the most significant. For instance, I would tell a person, why don't you do good things, because tzaddikim only do good things. And that's highly appropriate. Yes, tzaddikim do only good things, and you should do the things. But it doesn't quite have that same strength at this point over here, which is that a person needs to keep talking Torah. What's the added kinesh about the talking Torah? And what he says is, the musig of a pri is of all of a person's activities and functions, the speech is the closest to being a pri. The word pri comes from the word pru or vol pri. We're talking about the replication of the person himself. Whereas a tree has many bits and pieces to it, and they all emanate from the tree, the one part that we can say is the tree reproduced is the fruit. The pre is, and that's why we say period rivia. Rivia means manifold. Period means the spirit. There's a part of the Talmud who says that Tavosem shal tzadikim amitzus ma'itim tovim. He asks, well, that doesn't really express it well, because what it means to say is everybody's told us it's Mrs. Meissen told him. It's just that tzaddikim have many tolerates and other people have less tolerates. So the Sofemis says, no, activities are not tolerates. Tolerates is a quality where you see something as an expression, as an encapsulation of the atmos of the thing itself moving forward. So if I happen to do a chesed to somebody, I did a chesed, it's great. Can I, if I'm not such a high tzaddik, can I say that chesed is me? It's from me. It is an activity of me, but it's not me. Masha'in came, if I put my entire self into it, this is me in its entirety, then the act becomes a pre of it. So he says the pre is something that teaches you about the Elan itself. Of all of the activities of a person, all the activities emanate from the person, but they don't carry an encapsulation of a person. And that's why the music, for instance, of a Freudian slip, we associate that with the Koach HaDibur. A person said something that sort of, gives away something. And it's much easier. People can keep up in the world of Maisa. Even a person who's not especially kind, who's not especially inclined to be kind, can keep up doing the right thing. He can give suckers, he can give this and that. But at some point he will blurt out something about all the people annoying him, or whatever it is. And something with everything else also. In Dibur, you have a really clear sample of what the person is rather than what he does. That's a very big difference.
So just a question on Dibur. It's not clear to me. Is a Dibur a Gilui of the Pnimius, or is it a Yitzur of the Pnimius?
Okay, so it is a Gilui, but it's a fruit. So every fruit, if you look at the genes of a seed, you can certainly tell where it came from. But it helps. It does have a counter effect. There is a school of thought that has some validity. If you train somebody to be organized, and you really pound it into him, it will affect his name And it's not only he'll always be able to act organized, he will bring out some equivalent there. So primarily the Dibra is supposed to be the product of the effort, like you said before, a simon, but I think it does have the effect, and so on. So Dibra is megala what a person is, much more than any other activity. The seichel adibri of a person, the Maral uses this term very frequently, he refers to two levels of intellect. Seichel yuni is abstract thinking, where the purpose is to try to think about ideas, to try to, you know, how does this work, and sort of think it out, as opposed to seichel adibri, whose purpose is to articulate and bring down into a more concrete and lower world the things that are in it. So there's an element of seichel mikor hadibur which requires to keep koach hadibur b'kedusha. Lasikach ama afilu dvarim ba'alma soshim gavar b'nekiyat patel ha'seichel. V'ini yesh kan gimel ha'dregah, so yafri ma'dregah. Ha'echadu seichel ha'teirah sheseichel ha'chashigam. The seichel Torah is totally abstract seichel. It means its validity, its content is not in any way beholden to our world. That is the highest form of seichel. It's seichel, sort of pure seichel. Hasheni, seichel yuni, or seichel chachamim. And then you have the seichel chachamim, which is a seichel that could sort of bring new ideas into the world, but it's grounded in this world. Hashlishi, seichel adibri, or seichel adam ba'olam. That seichel adibri, the kulam roilash and the solakan apisis. So he says, that's why chachamim darshan, you know, that's going on the Raisa, the Rabbanan, and Milad Alma, because they are lower darga of seichel. One is the absolute seichel, tayr uchasayra. The second is the seichel. There is what he calls seichel dibri. It's the lower part of seichel. The part of seichel's job is to translate the more the more abstract ideas into metzias. And then the third level is the milad alma. So he's and all three of them. They're telling us that it's needed to a deeper noya is appropriate. Okay, any questions?
Is it possible to say that the discussion of the different dialects of seichel could be relevant to the role that language plays in thought process? In other words, a lot of discussion in terms of, do we think linguistically or do we think pictorially? Is that no gay to this, or is it a different response?
I didn't catch. What did you say?
In other words, in terms of how we form our thought processes, so you could argue that there's different ways of thinking. You can think in actual words, or you can think in pictures. And it could be that the different levels of seichel, in other words, seichel degree may be the level. Where language is the medium of processing the information, where the other seichels could be higher than language, they can't be expressed in words.
That's absolutely correct. Words already have a certain boundary. Really creative thinking it thinks in a way that doesn't use words, almost by definition like that. To make it usable, to make it something which is of that you can actually understand it solidly and transmit it to somebody else, that's only possible if you process it through Sefer Dibri. So in terms of the topics together, it's not possible to exclude one without the other. Sefer Dibri without Sefer Yumi is simply a good PR guy. Sefer Dibri is somebody whose head is up there in the clouds, and no way of bringing it down to this world. Okay?
Great. Yeah, thank you.
So, I might have a reason next week, it's time to be marked, maybe for Wednesday, Tuesday would either those nights work for them, or it's difficult.
The truth is, for me, really, Wednesday would be better in general. I don't know about the rest of the C4.
For me, Wednesday's okay.
I'm okay.
I can't do anything.
So let's talk about Wednesday next week. I'm game to just move everything to Wednesday. Wednesday is to be 15 next week. I can't. Okay, Colto. Ah, good.